Welcome to a room actually filled with legends, unlike last week. Joined in the 2NM studios by one Pete Holland. How are we doing?
Morning. And what do you mean, not like last week?
Well,
I was here.
Yeah, you were here, but this legend was missing. Tim, good to have you back, mate.
I'm back. I was away working very hard.
Personally, I was disappointed you couldn't have been here to be able to pick the West Tigers for a third week in a row.
Yeah.
Like
66-16.
How good was that?
Well, let's actually go back to what happened last week. Tim missed it. This will be a refresher for all.
Last time on Lock It In.
But I'm going to go the Knights at home to defeat the Warriors.
I'd like to argue with you. I'd like to make a case for why that's insanity and that you got no chance whatsoever, as I ordinarily do. But I can't because I've awesome. Locked in the Knights as well.
Beautiful. It's a double lock.
We had a double lock. I think that might actually, in the history of this particular segment, be the first time a double lock has actually worked out.
It probably is, and probably the first time you and I have double locked a team as well didn't weigh them down.
Yep, that's very true. Well, this week it's actually pretty simple. It's all about State of Origin. Of course, on tomorrow night we've got the Lady State of Origin matchup.
Yeah, cut local ladies.
Yes, and on Sunday night it is game two after the 50-6 flogging that was handed to Queensland, a flogging they so richly deserved. Will it be repeated? Is anybody in this room willing and ready and wanting to gamble on New South Wales?
Now's the time to play the crickets, because New South Wales have got this in the bag.
Pete, you're going for the Blues. You got the Blues locked in for this one.
In both matches.
In both games. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a reasonable call.
20 in on Sunday and by 20 on Sunday. And, yeah, I think a close one in the women's, and we'll do them by 12.
Tim?
Definitely locking in the Blues for the women, the
yep.
NRLW. I would love to see, not segueing too much, more of these games. I think the girls are playing a faster-paced rugby league than what the boys are. And there's more hits too, I think.
There's less of? Less of complaining.
Yeah.
Like whenever anybody gets tackled in the NRL, you see the dummy half, he's got his arms thrown up in the air pleading to the referee. The girls just get on with it.
Yeah.
They do. Which is a breath of fresh air.
Indeed. Yeah. So that's how are we going for the State of Origin on Sunday night, Tim?
I'm going to lock in Queensland.
Ooh, hang on a second. That deserves this.
Now, I'm going to preface this. I hate Queensland.
Right.
I had to live there for like 20 years.
Okay.
And this
is your revenge?
This is my revenge. Now, I think, though, I would like to see them come back, just because game three, when we completely annihilate them, will be a much better game.
Hang on, Timmy. Before you do lock that in, mate, you do realise game three, with current COVID figures, is no dead set certainty to be played in Sydney, and Anastasia's got more cash to throw around.
It'll be played at Weeper. So yeah. you're basically doing one. You're taking one for the team here. You're going to lock Queensland in.
Because do we really like a whitewash? I mean, but if we win this one, game three, like, it doesn't matter. I hate that. I don't think that's good origin. The good origin's when everything's on the line.
What I do believe is that Tim's in trouble at home, and due to the fact his dear wife loves Queensland.
Yeah.
She has her own blood.
Trying to get some brownie points.
Well, yeah. Are you sleeping outside with the dog these days? Are you in the doghouse, mate?
Dog sleeps inside. So I'm sleeping outside with the bat.
For mine, I'm going to lock in the Blues, but I tell you what, these are the games that I really worry about. The ones that we should win, the ones that we're expected to win, they're the ones that they come up and kick us right in the ghoulies over, and we end up having a pain in the tummy for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Magnificent Seven, that's all I've got to say.
The Magnificent, Nathan Cleary.
The back line.
Yeah.
The back line of New South Wales.
It's not like Penrith players haven't choked recently in big games.
Our reserve grade side did. Not our main team. What did we do last week?
Last October, November, there was a big game. Melbourne
that
played
against
them.
A very classy side called Melbourne Storm.
Would you, if New South Wales were playing against Melbourne, would you like Melbourne's chances more than Queensland?
100%. Yeah, definitely, because they've got half of the New South Wales side.
All right. Well, let's just quickly check back for a flip-flop, Tim.
No, I'm locking in Queensland.
He's doing the right thing.
He's
by all of New South Wales.
Trust me, New South Wales.
All right, legends, thank you very much.
No drama.